Longtime Companion is a feature film about a community of gay men dealing with the AIDS crisis. It was produced for the public television series American Playhouse, but this month it's opening in theaters across the country. Guest film critic Owen Globerman has this review.
Longtime Companion isn't simply the most powerful movie yet made about the AIDS crisis. It's also the first mainstream film to take an intimate look at gay life in the 1980s. The characters are a group of hip, upscale New York gays who are friends, associates, and lovers. Craig Lucas's script captures the terrible irony of the AIDS epidemic, the fact that it struck just at the moment when gay men, or at least a portion of them, had found a harmonious place for themselves within the urban mainstream. Longtime Companion starts out as a lively ensemble comedy. The characters lounge around the woodsy summer retreat of Fire Island, where they cruise the beach, drink and do poppers on the disco floor, and turn gossip into an art form. Lucas has a great ear for the knife-edged confessional wit that is one of the enduring legacies of gay culture. His characters have all come through the fervid hedonism of the 70s, and their sexy banter is exhilarating. The movie makes us see how good gay liberation must have felt. Then, before we're quite prepared for it, one character is struck down, and then another, and another still. As Longtime Companion goes on, many more characters end up succumbing to the disease than we at first expect. And so the film, in its very structure, mirrors the ravishing toll AIDS has taken on the gay community. The effect is devastating. It plugs us right into the horror gays have been living through. And it shows us how those who remain untouched are caught in a tug of war between fear and denial.
I feel like something is stalking me. I know you think I'm being melodramatic.
Did you sleep with someone else?
No.
Well, then you can't have AIDS. Because I haven't touched another man since we were in Key West.
1980. Unless you can pick it up on a toilet seat.
I don't know how long it's going to take to germinate.
Well, it's not going
to
take 4 years.
Incubate?
Incubate. Did you sleep with John?
No.
I did not sleep with him.
And then there's nothing to worry about.
My side of the bed was soaking this morning.
Well, so was mine, because it's summer. In the summer, it is hot.
Fine.
And we don't have air conditioning. What?
I'm not a child.
I know.
Stop talking to me like I'm a child.
Those are two of the best performances in the film, by Mark Lammas and Bruce Davison, a long underrated actor best known for starring nearly 20 years ago in Willard. Late in the movie, Davison has a scene in which he helps his lover to die that is one of the most emotional pieces of acting I've seen in years. I wish all of Longtime Companion were that good. The performers, though serviceable, are on the bland side, and the movie lacks the three-dimensionality of a major Hollywood production. Still, you're carried along by the urgency of Lucas's writing, and by the fact that AIDS is treated here with such disarming frankness. Longtime Companion concludes with a sequence some may dismiss as too sentimental, a fantasy reunion between the living and the dead. Yet beneath the scene's obvious wish is a subtler one, a longing for the days when gays were liberated from fear. Longtime Companion is both an unsparing chronicle of the AIDS crisis and an up-to-the-minute portrait of a gay community that has grown rife with terror, compassion, and a palpable yearning to return to a more carefree time. The film says as long as there are people who have to live with that kind of fear, it's everyone's tragedy.
Owen Globerman is a film critic for Entertainment Weekly.